I want to tell the story of how I came out to my parents while I was living in China. Yeah. Perfect place to come out, by the way, in case you're wondering. So I didn't come out until my senior year of college. And not only that, but my last semester senior year of college. And it was one thing to come out in my ultra-left, ultra-liberal, very gay-friendly school with lots of fellow queers. And totally another thing to come out to my Catholic, conservative, D.C. suburbs parents. So I thought the best idea would be to come out during graduation. This didn't go very well. It did not go at all. What ended up happening was I just kept bringing my girlfriend to things and not explaining who she was. Oh, here's this person again. And I'd be like, hey, mom, this is my... And then just start laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And then they would just usually like have to say goodnight. You know, I was laughing so long. Anyway, so it failed. 3 months after I graduated, I moved to China. And so being in a new place that had a really, really different gay scene, as you can imagine, rural China was not so much the same. Being around, surrounded by no one who was out, I felt more empowered to take a stance in a reaching back to my country where, you know, on some ways, sometimes it is actually safe to be out and take that risk. So I wrote an email. I wrote an email on National Coming Out Day. Because, you know, like you do. So China is 12 hours ahead of us, 12 hours ahead of the East Coast. So I started writing it when it was National Coming Out Day in China, and I was like, sweet, I have actually 36 hours to do this. So I sent it, you know, maybe like what would be the equivalent of like 11 p.m. the last, within the last hour it was coming out day here. And then didn't check my email for like 4 days. I was really, really, really nervous. I also live somewhere with really bad internet connection. Yeah, so I finally opened my email, and I like had one of my new friends at my side, who I also just come out to. I was like, I need you. Hi, I'm gay. Please sit next to me and help me deal with the situation. I'm also probably the first gay person you met. It's cool. Okay, awkward questions. It's going to be great. Anyway, so I opened my email, and there are two really wonderful responses from my parents, and then a very long string of, are you okay? What, like, why aren't you answering our emails? Has something happened? And it just keeps going for a really, really long time. And yeah, so that's how I came out to my parents in China.